everyone, this is Dr. Lisa Solcenti. Welcome to Dr. Lisa Solcenti's podcast. And today we're going to talk about the thyroid. And before I begin, this isn't to replace any of your medical care. This is just to educate you on some of the things you may not know about the thyroid, or if you're struggling with a thyroid issue, or maybe you think you are and you just can't get answers. I want to share with you both my personal experience and also my professional experience. I'm going to begin with my personal story of thyroid, which I hesitated on sharing because what happens when you're in the natural field and you're eating super healthy and you're following all these really healthy living approaches and you're teaching it, right? And you're working with patients, and this is like my whole life. And then a health crisis happens to me and I become the patient, it's a little, I guess, embarrassing. And it's also overwhelming for me because here I am teaching people, these are the things you need to do. I'm doing them myself. And then here I come down with my own, you know, health problem. In this case, it's the thyroid. So I've struggled a little bit with, you know, I guess the ego. And I thought, well, you know, the funny thing about this is I do a lot of leaky guts work, and obviously that's what I work on. So the main source of inflammation and autoimmune and issues with, you know, the glands and the organs has a lot of connection to leaky gut. So I would say to myself, well, I'm doing this. How did I come up with a thyroid issue that I missed, that I didn't see, that I couldn't figure out? And I notice that it happens to, you know, a lot of functional medicine practitioners, a lot of even medical doctors that are working really hard and they know a lot, and they'll see that they come down with a health crisis, or their children do, or their family does. So the irony of the scenario was I was just, you know, in prayer asking God for something that I could help people with, that, you know, would be, what did he feel that could come my way? Like, what else could I do? I'm doing leaky gut, but what are more, you know, specific things that I can do? And my story just happened to be that right after praying, I have thermography in my practice, which is breast thermography. And we look for breast changes in the cellular tissues and in the vascular system before they develop into cysts or tumors. So we're really, really screening breast cancer as early as you possibly can. And it's amazing because it's non-invasive, there's no radiation, it's painless. So I got mine done, but I also was like, hey, do my thyroid, right? Do my dental, do my sinuses, because he offered different scans that I can get done. So I'm like, I'm gonna do all of them. And my breasts were great. You know, he was like, yeah, they're amazing. However, there's something going on with your thyroid. And he's like, but I'm really, really, really concerned about this tooth infection I'm finding, and I feel it's going into your sinuses. And I was like, what? You know, I was just like, okay. So I had all the symptoms of a thyroid problem. I did. I've had the blood testing. It was coming back normal. I was seeing my medical doctor in case I was missing something. They were like, you're fine. It's perimenopause. You know, it's, you're almost in menopause. You know, you're 50 years old. You're 48 years old. You know, so it didn't matter how many times or who I went to or what I saw. You know, I had thyroid problems actually mimic a lot of other things that are going on. So, you know, post-pregnancy, you know, perimenopause, menopause. It's very, very hard and very easy to just write it off as something else. And that's the thing, is why I decided that you have to hear my story, because I'm keeping an eye on myself as a functional medicine practitioner. I have my medical doctor, you know, I have my gyno, they're keeping an eye on it. Obviously, this has been here for a long time when I tell you my story. So, you know, the pregnancies mimic, post-pregnancies mimic it. It is one of those really difficult things for a lot of us to actually pinpoint for patients. So I jumped into this wholeheartedly once I got my diagnosis, and I have been taking courses on this, and I've followed professors that I've loved. I've actually contacted them. I've read their books. There's one that I absolutely love and I want to share with you today. And I'm going to be creating the next several podcasts based on this subject. So in hopes, if you think you have one or you're struggling with some of these symptoms, excuse me, that possibly I could help you or I can lean you in the right direction. So back to my story was, the main concern was actually this tooth infection that I had. So I went to my dentist and they did some x-rays. They found a infection in one of my wisdoms, and the way it was, it had to be pulled. So we pulled the wisdom tooth. And then after we pulled the wisdom tooth, they found an infection in the molar, but it was way, way up in the root. And we knew this because we could see it on the thermoscan. So I knew this already. They really kind of just stared at me like a deer in headlights, like I was crazy, like I had two heads about thermography for my, you know, my mouth, but whatever. Because I've been going to the dentist, I always go, I go every 3 months to get teeth cleaning. And I'm very particular about that because I have a bunch of pockets. So I've been going to them, they've been screening me, they've been taking care of me, and they never told me about these cavities. So I give so much credit to my breast thermography and my technician and the doctor and all they found for me. So we go into the story of I have to now get a root canal, and that's going to be another podcast, because what happened to me was wind up having a failed root canal. I wound up having a sinus, the infection of my tooth eating away at the bone and going up into my sinuses, which was already going on, but they didn't catch that. They talked me into the root canal, which my naturopathic doctor was like, don't do. And I didn't listen. And this is where we get embarrassed, or I get embarrassed. I know doctors get embarrassed. We don't do the right thing. And so I should have listened to my naturopath, and I would want you to listen to me if I was your doctor, but I became the patient. And, you know, you get into these scenarios where they convince you of doing it this medical route. They convince you, you maybe you're afraid, or you're like, this is just the way to go. So what I should have done is gone to a natural dentist, you know, a holistic homeopathic type of dentist, but I didn't. And they did the root canal, and it wound up, I guess, sealing off that infection, which we already know was pretty bad from the thermography, but they downplayed it. They told me this would work, blah, blah, blah. It didn't. I wound up having a huge abscess. I wound up, the infection, I had the bone that is between your tooth and your sinuses was eaten away. You could see it on the x-ray, because eventually we had to do a bigger x-ray of my sinuses. And then you can see the impaction going all the way up, which I've had this drip that I could never get rid of. And I've tried and I've gone places, and it's just a beautiful story that all wraps up into the fact that that tooth got pulled. And once that tooth got pulled and we cleaned out the infection, not only did my gums get better, my mouth got better. And I tried everything. I was doing everything holistically with the probiotics in my mouth and trying to do everything, the pulling, all this stuff. And really, I had a massive infection back between that right molar and the right wisdom, all the way up into the root, all the way up into my sinuses up near my eye. It's crazy, right? That also can spread to the thyroid. I don't know if it did, but that's the dental part. And I will get into root canals and stuff like that in another podcast. But this one's about my story about the thyroid. So now he's like, great, but we need to really get your thyroid checked. Okay, so he prescribes an ultrasound for the thyroid. I go in, not really expecting much, although I have all the symptoms of a thyroid problem. And my neck was getting bigger. My face, I was like, every time I looked at the mirror, I'm like, I'm getting rounder face, right? And I'm getting a rounder neck. And it was a classic symptom of a thyroid problem. But really, honestly, my goal is always to take care of my patients. I'm constantly taking courses. I'm constantly thinking about my patients. If I have a case that I can't figure out, I am looking for it. So I really didn't put myself first here. I was really putting my family first, my friends first, my patients first. And we do this, right? As people, we do this. I know as mothers, we do this. And I look at my patients now and I'm like, look, I do this too. I get it. We cannot do this. So what happened was my neck started getting swollen and it got really puffy. And we got the ultrasound and I had a 3-centimeter nodule in my neck on my thyroid. And typically a nodule is 0.2 centimeters or 0.1. Mine was three whole centimeters. It's big. And he's like, freaked out. And he's like, you have to get a biopsy. This isn't good. And I'm like, okay. You know, I'm like, oh my gosh, what is going on here? And of course I'm so upset with myself. that I missed this. How could I miss this? So now I'm not allowed to see an endocrinologist. I have to go straight up to the surgeon, and I go straight to the surgeon and he does the biopsy, and I'm very blessed that I don't have thyroid cancer. It's very rare, but I had all the signs of it, the size of it, what it was hard. I had all the classic signs of the markers coming up on the ultrasound that is, doesn't look good. One-sided, one big lump, like it was just not looking good, but I lucked out that it wasn't thyroid cancer. But here's the news. So I asked the medical doctor, so what could I do to fix this? I obviously have full-blown Hashimoto's. I obviously have, you know, a huge mass here that needs to be, you know, attended to. What could I do to fix this? And you know what his answer was? There's nothing you did to cause this, and there's nothing you can do to fix this. And I just said, oh, okay, because I didn't want to get in an argument. But in my mind, I was like, dude, no way am I actually going to take that advice. Like, and my sister was with me, and she was kind of like giggling underneath her skin because she was like, that was the wrong thing to say to her. So I said, well, what is your treatment plan? Like, what's your plan? What's your, you know, what do you want me to do? And he's like, wait. I go, wait for what? And he's like, we're just going to wait for it to get to 4 centimeters. And then we're going to take out your thyroid. I was like, that's your plan? Nobody has ever taken a full thyroid panel. Nobody has ever like sat down and listened to me. I myself haven't even sat my own self down to listen to myself. But sometimes, you know what? I realize a functional medicine practitioner kind of needs another doctor. Like, I need somebody to look over me and take care of me. Like, and I was like, wow, I just don't understand this. I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to listen to you. So I left, and I got in the car with my sister, and she was like, oh my gosh, you're not listening to that. And I was like, I don't know what bothers me more. The part that he says there's nothing I did to cause it, or there's nothing I can do to fix it. And my sister's reply was, because she had just gone through breast cancer. And she said to me, well, that's like saying I did something to cause my breast cancer. You didn't do anything to cause this. And I said, listen, I don't feel this is a blame game. I'm not blaming you that you have breast cancer. I'm not blaming myself that I have a thyroid problem. I go, but there are things that we are doing that is causing this in the body. There's no doubt that there's things we are doing that is causing this inflammation, this cellular oxidation. I said, this radical, you know, attack that you have a cancer tumor. I have a benign mass, like, or nodule. Like, there's no, you can't just disregard the fact that there's something or some things that we can be doing that can be causing this. I said, I'm not blaming myself. I go, I'm looking at it as like there's freedom in this. Like, if there's things that I'm doing, I said to her, that means there's things I can change. If I can figure out what I'm doing wrong, I can change it and fix it. So I'm all about, how can I fix this? Functional medicine is about optimizing a patient's unique biochemical pathways. It's about what is going wrong in these systems, in these pathways in the body that would lead the body to get this sick. And I told her, I was like, there are things that are going wrong in my body that I need to fix, and I'm going to do it. I'm not going to listen to this guy. And I said to her, with her cancer, I said, I wish you would too. You can't just go to a doctor. You can't go to a functional medicine doctor or a medical doctor and just be like, fix me, cure me. You have to take the proactive step in your own health and say to yourself, why? Why isn't this pathway working? Why do I have Hashimoto's and 3 centimeter, you know, mass on my thyroid? Why would that even occur, right? And the healthy lifestyle I live, or the career that I've chosen. Well, it could be the water that I have in my house that I just moved into, right? It could be some of the toxins that I've exposed myself to. It could be the fact that I have a salt-free diet and I didn't give myself enough iodine, which I didn't really even put this together until I started taking the classes and started following my professors and started learning from those doctors. By the way, the one guy that I absolutely adore that I want to share with you, he's a medical doctor. And he learned this because his he came down with a thyroid, or his daughter. It was a family. It was the same story. It was like this was something, a crisis that happened to his family. And he started saying, wait a minute, it's not working medically. And he started looking at other alternatives. So when you're an out-of-box thinker and you can think, you know, why is this happening? He really, really figured this out for his family and then was able to apply what he was learning to patients. And he's done so many patients now and helped thousands and thousands of people that his protocol works, right? His plan works. And his plan is not, hey, let's just wait and see what happens. That is what I want to share with you today. Don't sit there and just, you know, let's see what happens. So my thyroid story begins there, but it really begins at the fact that I got a professor. His name is Dr. David Brownstein, and he has a book that you might not be able to take his courses like I did as a student, but he has a book that is out there for everybody, whether you're a doctor, a practitioner, or, you know, just a layman person and you're not in the medical field. It's called Overcoming Thyroid Disorders. And I suggest that you buy his book, because what I'm going to start doing in the next few podcasts is sharing some of the gold nuggets in this book. And you're going to learn so much about the thyroid. And if you're having any of these symptoms, or you think you have a thyroid problem, if you feel like that you're not getting answers, you're going to really, really enjoy these podcasts. Or you might know somebody in your family or in your world that you're like, you know what? I really think that you might have a problem. Some of the symptoms of thyroid issues are fatigue. I mean, it's really, really a chronic fatigue. And it's an exhaustion, right? But that could be, well, I have three kids and I'm running around and I have no time for myself, right? It could be the fact that, hey, it's perimenopause, you know, you're really, really tired, or I work a lot, or any of these things. But if you're really, really tired, you know, if you get a really good night's sleep or you're on vacation and you're still tired and you feel like you're dragging yourself, you're like, I don't know how I even can get through the day. That's a sign of possible thyroid problem. Also, the inability to lose weight. And I'm being serious here. I'm talking about, and these were my problems. No matter how much you jog or how much you do in the gym or how much you work out or whatever exercise you do and you're not losing weight, and especially if you're gaining weight, that's actually a telltale sign of thyroid problem. And that was something that was happening to me. If you start seeing that your face is blowing up a little bit, or your neck, you kind of got that tire around your neck and you're just getting started. A lot of water weight comes with thyroid problems too. So you kind of get that bloated look, right? That bloated feeling. That's actually a sign. Another good big sign is, which can get confusing with this perimenopause, I'm telling you, because so far what I told you is peri. Also, the thinning of the hair, the losing your hair. If you're losing your hair or if your hair is thinning, I am going to beg you to get your thyroid checked. And I'm going to teach you in these podcasts the right way to get a check, because that's the number one thing that's going wrong is we're not checking it. They're not checking it correctly. The medical world does not check it correctly. Some other things is the outside of your eyebrow, the one third on the outside. If that starts, you know, when you start plucking your eyebrows, right, or waxing your eyebrows, the outer one third, you start losing that. That's actually a sign. Another sign, there's hypo and hyper. So sometimes it's if you're really, really cold, your hands are cold, you're always a cold person, which was always me. If you have an inability to be able to tolerate cold, and then maybe you can't tolerate heat too. So if it's super hot out and you're like, oh my gosh, I can't take this. Or if it's cold, I can't take this. But a very low body temperature is another sign. Sometimes you could even have like low blood sugar could be a sign. Hyperthyroidism is a difference, so you might actually have, and we'll get into all these signs and symptoms. I don't want to throw them all at you right now, but if you were actually in hyperdrive with your thyroid, it could be that you're very anxious, you have a lot of anxiety, you're hyper, you can't sit still. If you're one of those people that just literally can't sit like on the beach and just can't sit there, or you just can't sit and read a book or sit and watch a movie, you're just on the go, you're like that little hamster on the wheel, there might be a problem too. So there's inability to focus. So if you're in hyperdrive, you're just constantly going and going and going. So these are going to be some things we're going to be talking about. And the good news is I've been working really hard on my thyroid issue. I've been helping patients with them. We're getting great results thanks to Dr. Brownstein and some other professors that I've been learning from. And I just want to be able to share these with you so we can help as many people as we can. So again, this isn't to replace your medical care. This is just to help educate you and help you think out of the box and grab some information that might get you better as well. Thank you for listening today, and continue on to the next few podcasts because we will be getting into thyroid disorders. Thank you.